the stories are increasingly tragic because the traffickers are really using inhuman means to push asylum seekers and migrants on these boats, making the trip across the Mediterranean risky and even more risky, because they are basically making also distinction between Africans and Syrians, and they are pushing, for example, sub-Saharan Africans in the hold where they cannot breathe even, and they are throwing people in the water when there are like clashes on the boat because people feel that they are about to die.
Now, UNHCR is asking governments to step up efforts to help these people. What kind of assistance can they be given?
First of all, search and rescue should be further prioritized, should be extended, should become a European operation and extended across all the Mediterranean, and then more legal alternatives should be offered. Resettlement, of course, humanitarian admission, but should be found even new measures that haven't been found already, and all the governments should be called for their responsibility to provide legal alternatives.
A lot of governments have been saying most of these people who are crossing the Mediterranean are economic migrants. How do you distinguish between economic migrants and people who are genuinely seeking asylum?
Most of these people are coming from countries that are living or in a war like Syria, or under a dictatorship like Eritrea, or in a situation where they can suffer of terrorist attacks like Somalia. So the situation is really dire for them. So it's there are many cases in which it is very clear they are coming from refugee countries.
What about getting hold of the situation in the countries of origin, clamping down on the smugglers' routes?
First of all, it's very important to control and to fight against the trafficking of human beings. This is very important, of course, and it is also very important that the international community do much more than they have done to end terrible and tragic conflicts like the Syrian one. 51 million of refugees only in 2013, a sharp increase, and the worst situation since World War II. So this means that there is a big gap in terms of capacity to resolve conflicts around the world.
There has been concern about the overcrowding in some of these reception centers, that there is hardly any effort to make these places comfortable for those who have crossed the Mediterranean Sea.
The situation is very difficult, in particular of countries like Italy that are under a very strong pressure, because every day thousands and thousands of refugees are arriving on the coast. So, of course, it should be done whatever possible to ensure the best standards to refugees. And today we have called also other governments in Europe to support this effort.